You're listening to SBS News.
The Nationals is the party that believes the future of the regions is critical to the future of Australia. It says it's dedicated to being a strong foundation for those living outside the city to deliver opportunity and prosperity for all regional Australians. Together with the Liberal Party, the Nationals form what's known as the Coalition. It's been an enduring relationship, although the competing priorities between the two parties can create tension. The Liberal Party has always supported free markets, while the Nationals have traditionally sought to protect the economic interests of those in regional and rural Australia. Dr. Peter Chen is a senior lecturer in the Department of Government and International Relations at the University of Sydney. He says the party continues to enjoy solid support in the regions despite the emergence of other political parties.
So while the Nationals are a small party and a junior member of the coalition, they actually have very strong support within their regions. They certainly have come under challenges in recent years from parties like the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, for example, One Nation to some extent. We've also seen some Greens at the state levels challenging some of the Nationals candidates. But realistically, I think the Nationals are going to remain in their important position as a key junior coalition party, and certainly it does look like they maintain relatively strong support in their heartland, which is in rural and regional Australia.
As the second oldest political party in Australia, the Nationals celebrated its centenary on the 22nd of January 2020. Like the major parties, the Nationals have seen their fair share of leadership issues in recent years. The current leader, Barnaby Joyce, was re-elected by his party colleagues as leader on June the 21st, 2021, after having previously held the position between 2016 to 2018. Mr. Joyce stepped down in 2018 after revelations that his marriage had ended and he was in a relationship with a former staffer. Michael McCormack then became leader before Mr. Joyce again took on the role. Politics expert Dr. Ian Tregenza is an associate professor at Macquarie University's School of Social Sciences. He says the appeal of Mr. Joyce's leader varies across the country.
Well, it's mixed, I think. There was, a leadership change last year. Barnaby Joyce came back to the leadership, and Barnaby Joyce certainly has an appeal in many parts of regional Australia. But I think that appeal is uneven. So he's perhaps less popular, say, in Victoria than he is in parts of Queensland and New South Wales, for example.
Since the last election in 2019, many regional and rural areas of Australia have been affected by widespread natural disasters such as floods, bushfires and drought. Dr. Tregenza says it will be interesting to see if these environmental disasters will have an impact on the voting choices of traditional national supporters.
I think this has to do with the way in which political alliances are shifting in the bush. So you are getting many more farmers and many more just regional people, you know, obviously increasingly concerned about these climate issues, aiming to do something about it by changing farming practices and various things. And so it's certainly the case that the Nationals can no longer just rely on farmers in the way that they could, because farming practices are changing. And so these climate issues, they do certainly resonate in many regional areas.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.